Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Richard, today is all about adolescence.
The danger zone.
Attention during adolescence. Right. We call this one just special challenges, because right. There are some special challenges that happen as it relates to parent-child interactions during the adolescent years.
That's right. And what sets this off is that at puberty, when a child hits puberty, and it might be 10, 11, 12, when a child hits puberty, there's this explosion of new neurons. Again, we saw it happen at 2.5.
Right.
Now we're going to get this other explosion of new neurons. And again, these are the neurons that kids are going to use for high school, for college, and to have intimate relationships.
Right.
So things are going to change dramatically with the onset of puberty.
Right.
We tend to think of adolescence being out of control, and 80% make it through adolescence without any serious trouble.
Right.
Yeah, so 20% will struggle with some issues, but 80% make it through okay. But it is a challenging time. And for parents, it's a challenging time because this is when kids really begin to separate.
Right.
And it's very difficult to hang on to those relationships that you had before. It's especially difficult after they start driving or when their friends start driving, because now they're really mobile and they spend less and less time at home. We remind listeners that when the younger the child, the more attention they need and the more attention we provide. Now we're up to the teenage years, so there's much less attention wanted. There's much less attention given because they simply aren't around as much anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a very different time.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about this in much more detail tomorrow in tomorrow's podcast.
Right.
But we arrive at the culmination of moving from attachment parenting early in life to detachment parenting now.
This is when we should start. This is when detachment parenting should be in full swing.
Right.
We should have initiated it earlier in some ways. But by the time they get to their teenage years, we should be withdrawing, because what's our goal?
Right.
By age 18, we should no longer be needed.
Right.
Okay? And if our children are still depending on us at age 18, we haven't finished the job of parenting.
Right.
And so that's what we should be accomplishing during these years.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's in addition to those, there's a number of ways in which attention and that parent-child interaction is much more challenging during the adolescent years. In part, as we've talked about in part one of the book, in chapter four of part one, we talk about how, you know, in adolescence, you know, their behaviors are much more challenging from the perspective of that separation. You know, their goal is to be separate, to be different, to not be you.
Right.
And so because
of
that,
they don't want to be you.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, how else do you figure out, you know, one of the ways in which you figure out who you are is to try to be who you're not. And so they don't want to be you. And so they try to create that separation.
Mm-hmm.
And as we wrote in the book, another reason for the separation is that, you know, their goal should be to be out on their own by the time they're 18 or so.
That's right.
And to be out on their own means that they have to leave you. It's really difficult to leave somebody that you really, really care about.
That's right.
And so they have to get to a point where they don't care about you as much.
Right. That's right. Otherwise, they're not going
to
leave.
They don't want
to.
They
love you too much. Who wants to leave?
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. If they enjoy you taking care of everything for them and you create an easy life for them.
Yeah. You know, you create this easy, wonderful life for them. Who would want to leave that?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But that's what you have to do, is you have to create circumstances where they become more independent, where they begin to move away from you. They want to do that anyway.
Right.
And you have to encourage a healthy way to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's not always easy, but it's always necessary. And so we talk about that a lot in this section of the book because that is the goal here. And as I said, you know, in tomorrow's podcast, we're going to spend more time about detachment parenting and how we make that happen and
That's
how do
right.
we foster detachment parenting during these years.
Right. We talked about the period just before this, the elementary school years and early middle school years, where we need to be integrally involved with our children, right, interacting with them in school, in sports, in all their activities. We play an integral role in all of that. So we're providing a considerable amount of attention, mm-hmm, right, through the first 10 or 12 years. However, now we're going to be giving them much less attention, but it has to be of a very careful type of attention.
Right.
We have to be very careful that we're really attending to them when they want us to.
Right.
And that's the challenge here, is that typically they don't want our attention.
Right.
And they will push back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do want our attention,
right,
we have to make sure that it is absolutely full attention.
Right.
Because if not, they're going to stop talking to us. If they don't, yeah, think we're listening to them, they're going to go to other people who do listen to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's usually when they get bad information.
Then they're going to get bad
information. Bad guidance and everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you want them to understand things better to come from you.
Right.
Because you don't know what they're going to hear. Well, you know what they're going to hear from others.
Right.
So,
yeah. Not always good
not
stuff.
Not always what you want them to hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
stay involved.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the other key point here is, you know, letting them go so that they can experience failure, so they can experience disappointment, so they
That's
can
right.
experience frustrations, mm-hmm, and learn how to manage that themselves. Remember, in the previous stage of development, the goal was early on, midway through or so, the school age, was to gain that emotional regulation.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This is where those skills are most needed.
That's
because
right.
it's going to be during this time that they're dealing with failed relationships, mm-hmm, failed romantic relationships. They're
right.
going to
right.
be dealing with greater challenges from the mm-hmm. perspective of competitions for
right.
athletics, but also competitions academically and in
right.
relationships and in mm-hmm. and peers and things like that. So
right.
they really have to have those skills nailed down and be able to handle disappointment and failure and falling short of our and
right.
their own expectations.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all of these are key points throughout this stage of development that we have to be mindful of.
Right. They should have learned how to handle failure. They should have learned how to regulate their own emotions, because their emotions are going to be much bigger now.
Right.
And these emotions can get them into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, it was the emotions really could, you get kids doing temper tantrums and things, but now emotions can lead to more
right.
Serious consequences.
Right. Right.
And so you should have taken care of that in elementary school. You still have time
right.
to do that, but you have you only have a few more years to get
right.
this right. So this takes an incredible amount of work, because while you're doing all this hard work, they're separating from you and they're pushing back, and
right.
they don't want to hear what you have to say as,
right.
as much.
Yeah.
So
the last part that we really emphasize during this section is the importance of active listening.
Right.
And,
yeah.
and we really kind of go into detail there, because that's what you have to be implementing here.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to interact with you that much. They're not going to talk to you that much.
Right.
But when they do, you need to be an active listener and be engaged.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
can't emphasize that enough.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, that is it for today. As we've been announcing all week, the book will be released on Amazon through as a Kindle
mm-hmm.
book on January 31st. But until then,
right.
write a review on iTunes. Click the link in the show notes to this podcast, and go to iTunes and write a review of the podcast.
Right. And?
And we'll send you a free right. EPUB version of the book.
Can't.
All right. Now, you have to, as we keep saying, you have to make sure that you click the, go to our website as well to contact us, to send
right.
me an email that basically says, hey, this is my user ID. I wrote a review. Send me my book. And for me to be able to do that, iTunes doesn't have a mechanism
right.
In the system itself to be able to contact people who have offered a review.
Right.
So I can't contact you. I can't send you a copy of the book unless you send me the email and let me know that you
right.
that you did so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, write the review, send me the email that says, hey, this was my ID. I wrote a review, send me my book, and it will be on its
mm-hmm.
way.
Right.
Yeah? All right.
Good deal.
Yep.
I'm glad we're doing this.
I'm excited.
I'm excited about it.
All right, that's it for today. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.